Gemara the bottom of Chav Tes Amud Aleph is trying to find a makar that a kikar of Shulma could become a shlishi, and Gemara learns that Kavachemer from Tevil Yoyim, and Gemara ends up saying that it's only a tzad shava from Tevil Yoyim and Kli Cheres. So we say that Lori Zaker is that, Lori Zaker is that, tzad shava shem shumatarim b'chulim, paisel b'chuma, koshkan kikar shem shem paisel b'chulim to paisel b'chuma. So we're making a tzad shava that a Kli Cheres and a Tevil Yoyim are mutar b'chulim and they're pasel b'chuma. Now Rashi over here has a very stark akasha on this gear, so which is Argus in the Gemara. He says that how can you say that a klicheres is mutter b'chulin and paisel b'tshuma? Where do you find that a klicheres is mutter b'chulin? There's no klicheres which is mutter b'chulin. And what he means to ask is that a klicheres becomes a rishon l'tumah, and if it becomes a rishon, it's metame chulin and truma. Klicheres can't become a sheni; it can only become a rishon. So when it becomes a rishon, it will be metame both chulin and truma. So in what sense do you have a klicheres which is mutter b'chulin? What is the meaning of that? That a klicheres can be mutter b'chulin? So Rashi has an issue with this girsa. Taisa Rashi over here brings down a gvalik achinish from Rabbeinu Meshulam to be miyash of that girsa. And Rabbeinu Meshulam says like this, that avada, there is a situation, there is a matzav where klicheres can be mutar b'chulin, and that's like this. He says, amukil abi klicheres shen nishbar, but nishbar l'chatichas k'tana shelo yeha oid roi l'klum, so the klicheres broke, but didn't break totally, that it's not right for anything, elo roi adayin l'shtamish, it's still right to be mishtamish a little bit, so it broke to a certain degree, but it still has somewhat of a tzur of a kli, but it's broken. Mitzarech ha-mishtamish v'truma, and it needs ha-mishtamish v'truma. So zakim ben mishulim, you could have a kli cheres that broke. It's not totally broken. It still has some mishtamishes, but it's broken a little bit. And therefore, it's tahar because it had a shvir. Kli cheres is tahar when it's nishmar, and it's mutter b'chulin. But legabi truma, it's still going to be pasul of truma until it has harav shamish. And that could be the case where you have a kli cheres which is mutter b'chulin. So Gvaldi Gechidish is saying that you could have a kli cheres that broke, it didn't break totally, it broke to a certain degree, and that's enough to be matir legabi chulin, but not to be matir for truma still needs a harav shemesh. Now Rabbeinu Tam is chalik Rabbeinu Meshulam, and he says we never find such a din that a kli which is nitar through shvira needs harav shemesh. Avada, once it's nitar, it's tired again. We don't find that it needs harav shemesh after shvira, even for truma. And the shaila is, what's the machlokes over here between Rabbeinu Tam and Meshulam? What is really Rabbeinu Tam's kasha? Rabbeinu Tam is saying, we don't find that a kli that's nitar with shvir needs Erev Shemesh. Why not? Why can't it be the needs Erev Shemesh? Just to be mazal, what Rabbeinu Tam is asking Rabbeinu Meshulam, I think he's asking like this. He's saying that the musag of, you have an adam who's a tvol yayim. So you could say when he's tayvel, he's kasher, he's mutter b'chulin, but he's possible for truma still needs Erev Shemesh, that we could understand, because tvila is a din, the tvila is a matar, you're going to the mikvah, it's a matar, so we could say it's a matar for this, it's not a matar for that, it's a matar for chulin, not a matar for truma you still need Erev Shemesh, that's something which we could understand. But when it comes to klicheres is something where you can't make that split, because the shvir of klicheres, so the reason why shvir is a matar klicheres is because once you break it, it's no longer a kli, it loses the shame kli. When it loses the shame kli, the tuma is pakan, so there's no tuma on it. So if it lost the shame kli, l'chulin, and the tuma is pakan, then avad it's pakan l'gabi truma as well. You can't tell me that it is a kli for chulin, for a truma, but it's not a kli for chulin. Either it is a kli or it's not a kli. You can't have it both ways. There's no way to split and say, l'gabi chulin, it's tar. L'gabi truma is only to have shamish, because man of shach, either it is a kli or it's not a kli. When you're dealing with tvila by an adam, you could say the tvila is a kachim for this tuma, not for that tuma. That tuma requires more. But if the tire is coming through shvira, then l'chari, you can't split it. You can't say the yatar for chulin, but you still need to have shemesh with truma. Lo shamanu, that after shvira, you should still need to have shemesh. That is l'chari, the aimak of the kavana of the kasha of Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Meshulam. So now the question is, what does Rabbeinu Meshulam hold? How does he answer that kasha of Rabbeinu Tam? L'chari, it's a shaka kasha. How could it be that after shvira, you still need to have shemesh with truma? So there's a gemalik hezbo over here from Michal Feinstein and his shiurim. Michal says a hasba like this. He declares a chakir in this din, the klicheres is metar b'shvir. What's the pshat in that? What's the pshat in this din? When you break a klicheres, it becomes tar. So the pasha says, you learn that once it's broken, it loses a shame kli. And if it loses a shame kli, the tumah is paka. Tumah needs a shame kli. You need to be a kli to be metame. If you lose a shame kli, the tumah is paka. That's the pashas. But Zakir Michal, he says, maybe there's another way of looking at it. It's not the pshat that when you break it, it loses a shame kli. There are situations where that will happen, but it's not the pshat that because it loses a shame kli, that's why the tumah is paka. But the pshat is that the maisa shvira itself is a maisa hamatar. When you break something, that is a maisa of tar. Just like tvila is matar, you go into the mikvah, it takes off tumah. The act of breaking is a matar, just like tvila. Not because it lost the shame kli, but because the maisa hashvira itself is matar. And you can have cases where you broke it, you did some type of shvira, and it didn't lose the shame kli. It still has a shame kli, but it's somewhat broken. And the shvira itself can be matar, even though it still has a shame kli. And Ramichal brings a couple of rayas to the second sad, that the shvira is a maisa matar. I just mentioned two of them. Number one is in the Mishnah Kalim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, where the Mishnah says like this. It says, Kli Itz, Kli Ar, Taharim, and Kamblayim, Tameim, Nishvaru, Taharu, kli cheres to masun shava v'shvirasan hi tarasan. So zok the Mishnah, when you have a kli etz and kli ar, so if it's nishbru taruf, they break, now they become tahar. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. When it comes to kli cheres, like the Mishnah, kli cheres shvirasan hi tarasan. The shvir is the tyra. So Rav Michal is medayik. Why does the Mishnah change the lashon? Why is it when it comes to kli etz and kli ar, we say that nishbru taruf, they break their tar, but by kli cheres it says shvirasan hi tarasan. The shvir is the tyra. It's the same thing. Both of them, when you break them, they're tar. Why change the lashon? So Dr. Michal, that the Tan is medayik over here because they're really chalukim yisaidinim. It's two different dinim over here. By kli etz and kli ar, the reason why it's tar when it breaks is a pashat adin. If it's nishbru, it's not a kli taharu. The tuma will now go off. But by kli cheres, it's not just a pashat adin that because it's not a kli, the tuma goes off. Even if it is a kli, but once there's a shvira, the shvira is tarasim. The maisa shvira is a maisa hametayr. It removes the tuma just like the mikveh does, and that's why the Tana says a lashon over here of shvirasim he tarasim. Another ayah brings this from the Taras Kahanim. The Taras Kahanim says, "Isa tishvaru, isa atasheva tarasa bi atasheva eichlin tarasan." It makes a drasha that shvira only helps to be matar klicheres, but it does not help to be matar eichlin. If you have a eichel, which is tama, you can't break it and now say that it's tar because it's broken. No, eichlin are not tar b'shvira. So, in fact, the michel, what's the havamina you know, that shvira will help by eichlin? Mishuma by a kli, if you break it, the tuma goes off because it's no longer a kli. But by Eichlin, the tumah is not because it has a shame kli, it's because it's food, because it's an Eichel. So the fact that you broke it doesn't make it any less of an Eichel. Why would it be a Havamina that if you break the food in half, now it's Matir? So he says, Vaisais, you see from the Havamina of the Tayyaz Kahanim, that the Shvir is not Matir because it loses the shame kli, or loses the shame Eichel, but it's a Maisa Matir. It's a Maisa Matir, just like Tvila is Matir, Shvir is Matir, and may there be a Havamina that could work by Eichlin as well. Yeah, and he brings other ayahs as well to this site. Mele says, that could be pshat and Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam is saying like this. He goes out of his way to say that this kli broke, but it didn't break legamre, mamish, into small pieces. It still has a shame kli, but afal pichon, it's broken to a certain degree. What's this split? It's not fully broken. It's a little bit broken. Zokta Michal, what he means to say is like this, that if it would be totally broken, then the tumas paka, you can't be mechalik, between chul and truma, there's no tumah here at all. But it didn't break legamre. It still has a shame kli, but a maisa shvira is done to it. There is a maisa of breaking done to this kli, and that maisa shvira is a matar, just like a mikvah is a matar, this maisa shvira is a matar. And mela, being that it's a maisa matar, you could say that this maisa matar helps legabi chulin, doesn't help legabi truma. Legabi truma, you still need to have shamash, mamash, just like the mikvah. Just like the mikvah, when the mikvah is a matar, you could say it's a matar v'chulin, not for truma. The shvira also can be a matar v'chul and not for truma because it's not tar because it lost a shem kli. It's still a shmaya love, still has a shem kli. It's the maisa hashvira is a matar, just like the mikveh is a matar. That could be pshan Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Tam held the char, not like that. He held that there's no vart of the tvila being the shvira being a maisa matar. It's the vart that it loses a shem kli. And once you lose a shem kli, there's no makam to be mechalik between truma and chulin. That's the ayma kamachalikis between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Meshulam. I just want to make a ride to what Michal is saying from the Meiri. I think from the Meiri, mamish see kemat mefurish kedvarav. The Meiri says pshat in the Gemara like Rabbeinu Meshulam, but he adds a little bit of a hezbeh. He says like this: He says, "Upirushai shviras klicheres shu b'makam tvila she shviras zui tarasai because she nishbu havelu tvulyayim shapracha tumah mehem inin chulin." Then truma vaday loy adsheri v'shemshin k'shar kelim atvulim b'yamim. So the Meiri is saying Rabbeinu Meshulam, but he adds this line over here that how does the shvira work? The shvira is metayer legabi chulin shu b'makam tvila. Why does he need this all aricha? Is that the shvira helps because it's makam tvila, shvira is tarasai? Why is he saying a shugal tayyav here how shvira works? Everybody knows there's a musik, the shvira is metai b'klicheres. Why does he have to mention that it's makam tvila? Why does he mention that shvira is tarasai? The teretz is, his mamish saying this vart. He's saying, how can I say, how do I have the right to say that shvira is klicheres is metai for chula, not for truma? Chayra, once it's broken, it's broken. It's not a kli at all. Teretz says that he's mamish speaking out the lamdas. The get of shviras klicheres is that it's b'makam tvila. Shviras is utarasa. It's not the pshat that you break it and it's not a kli, and therefore the tumah is paka. No, it's b'makam tvila. It's a maisa matayr, just like tvila shviras is utarasa. In the mele, trying to say that the shvir is matayr legabi chulin, not legabi truma, and it's mamish lechayr. You see, b'loshena azav shalom iri mamish the whole vayder b'michol, and that could be the hezber in the shita of Rabbeinu Meshulam.